Hey everyone, welcome back to US Bank Stadium and the Between the Lions postgame report brought to you by Gatorade. A sad one today as the Vikings fall at home to the division rival Detroit Lions 14-7. Voice of the Vikings, Paul Allen, is here to help me talk through this.
No high five today.
I'm tired of these kinds of losses, and what I mean by that to Detroit. And it's not a disrespectful thing to the Lions.
They came
in here and won the game.
Yep.
But I just don't look at these losses and say, man, we got outplayed. We can't go to Detroit and beat those guys later in the year. We can go to Detroit and beat those guys later in the year. We beat ourselves today.
Well, yeah, to a certain extent. I mean, when you play the Lions, you got to basically go 10 out of 10. And the reason I say that is because Wobby's right. I mean, if they need to get into a shootout with the Atlanta Falcons to win, granted they came up short, but they'll score a bunch of points. If they need to be in a low-scoring game to find a way to win, they'll do that too. You know, they scored 38 combined points against us last year and won both games. The Lions do not turn over the ball, and the Lions are thieves. They take the ball. They now, I believe they lead the National Football League, not only in takes, but points scored off takes. And Stafford had 10 interceptions last year, best of his career. They do not give away the ball, and they take it a lot. Yep. And we gave it away three times today. Plus, you got the Dalvin Cook situation where we're going to be on the sweat all week,
yeah.
You know, trying to determine what's up with Dalvin Cook, man. So you can't make mistakes against the Lions. You know, they're
right.
Very technically sound that way.
As of right now, 20 minutes after the game, we don't know what the severity of Dalvin Cook's injury is. Now, this is the first quarter stat sheet. I wrote the notes for this on this sheet because through the first half, this was an evenly matched game. It was old school NFC North, black and blue division type battle royale. This was going to be a great game.
Wobby, we had a chance to win at the end.
Right, but then we literally fumbled the game away in the second half with three lost fumbles in the game.
Yeah, the first one was out of the wildcat bit. I'm not going to go down that road, you know, as to whether we should be running the single wing, the direct snap to McKinnon and everything. I'm simply going to say I just can't remember a time we have done that where it has been something unbelievably positive. But nevertheless, didn't work. Then you have the Cook situation where about this spot where we are in the field right now, Cook's knee buckled, and then Wilson, the safety, hit him, and he dropped the ball. Then at the end, Thielen lost his second fumble this season. Glover Quinn popped that thing away, pretty nice safety. But we lose 14-7, and despite all that, you know, we're marching. We have a chance to tie or win the game if we decide to get aggressive and go for two. So
yeah.
I'm not all doom and gloom right now. The Vikings defense was spectacular today.
That's what I was going to get to next. I mean, the score says...
Did I step on your touchdown call?
Sort of. The score says 14 for the Lions, but they only scored one touchdown.
I think they didn't.
We had six sacks of Matthew Stafford. So, I mean, Danielle Hunter showed up. Everyone thought he disappeared. We didn't. And then he showed up today with
Eric
a couple
Kendricks
of sacks.
Had a couple.
Yeah, and so the
guy A. Barr played well.
Yes, he did. The pass rush was there. The defense was there. We only gave up one touchdown. We gave up a bunch of rushing yards early, but we fixed that throughout the game. The defense was game today. They played well enough to win, but we could not play well enough as a team to get the victory. So we fall to 2-2. Up next, Monday Night Football at Soldier Field.
A rare between the lines courtesy of Gatorade preview to the next game. None of this crap against the Bears at Soldier Field. I don't care if it's Craig Hutchinson, Jay Cutler, Mike Glennon. I don't care, Mitchell Trubisky. I don't care who it is. You're better than the Bears with or without Dalvin Cook. The Bears just got embarrassed on Thursday Night Football against Green Bay. And I know they almost beat Atlanta, and they did beat Pittsburgh, and they're better at Soldier Field than they are on the road. You got to win this one from 2-2 in a division where you're going to need 11 to win it and probably 10 or 11 to get in the playoffs as a wild card team. You do not want to go to 2-3. So you better win this game. You got to win this game, man.
The Vikings will regroup. They are 2-2. They will regroup, go to Chicago, Monday Night Football, an extra day to prepare for that game this week. In the meantime, make sure you stay tuned to Vikings.com for continuous coverage of your favorite team. On behalf of Voice of the Vikings, Paul Allen, I'm Wobby signing off. Thanks to Gatorade for providing the Between the Lions postgame report. See you later.